Saturday afternoon, Friday afternoon, April 20th, July, I'm going to start over. This is Friday afternoon, July 27th, 2001. We're here with Dick Wilserman, and we're going to do our interview of his experience in the Army. So, Dick, if you would, first of all, tell us who you are, maybe where you grew up, where you spent your childhood, those kinds of things for us.
Okay, my name is Dick Klosterman, and I grew up in Morton, North Dakota, born and raised. Went to grade school in Morton, and then to the high school in Wahpeton, North Dakota. I entered the Army in March 9th, 1953, and in Fargo, and March 10th is when I was sworn in. And from then I went to Fort Sheridan, Illinois, and spent a couple of days there, and then they put me on a DC-3 airplane, one of those parachute airplanes with the benches on the side. And I remember we landed in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the guy had to switch fuel tanks on the airplane, the pilot, and he was just having fun, so he shut the engines off. And the plane fell. I remember that. And then, of course, he chuckled, and he started the engines up again, and we made it. Went down to Fort Gordon, Georgia, and spent 4 weeks down there in basic training. And quite an experience. It's right out of Augusta, Georgia, and never seen the South before. Then they sent me up to Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, for camera repair, and that it was a deluxe camp, and there were people from foreign countries there doing training. That's where they shot the first radar shot to the moon. It was from Fort Monmouth. Then I got assigned in to USFA, and nobody knew what it was, and they put me on a ship, a troop ship, out of New York, and we went to Leghorn, Italy, and got down there, and we were standing in line getting our assignments. Almost all the guys were going to Austria. By golly, they assigned me to Leghorn, Italy, and I wanted to go to Austria, where there are snow-capped mountains, and drink a lot of good German beer, and yodel, and everything else. So I got back in line. I saw I was assigned to Leghorn, Italy. I got back in line. It was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They go in alphabetical order. Got through the Z's. Here was the Klosterman, K. What are you doing here? Well, I said, I get sick from the heat. I said, I faint from the heat. And the guy couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. He said, I'll send you to Austria. He said, but don't you ever tell anybody that I did it.
We can tell them now, though.
Yeah, yeah. And so I got sent up to Camp Roeder, south of Salzburg, and I enjoyed it very much. And since I didn't know how to type, and I didn't know anything about radios, of course, they made me a radio parts man. And I had to learn to type one finger at a time, you know. I got the job done. I set up my own parts system. They came and the inspectors came in and checked me out, and they said, your system is real good. Your parts recording system is real good. But they said, you should do it the Army way. You know, that's the way it is. Anyway, our major problem down there was Marshal Tito. He wanted to take over Trieste. And three times we loaded up, issued rifles, and down through the Alps we went. Beautiful trip, but the minute we would start going, Marshal Tito's forces would back off. But three times we did that. Slept under the evergreens, and make sure you'd have your combat boots in your sleeping bag, because if you don't, they're going to be frozen, you know, you're in the snow. And then I joined a chorus. that they had down there, the 350th Infantry Corps. And we won several awards. I got the records right back here. And God, we spent a lot of time. We sang from the Leaning Tower in Pisa, Italy. We sang a joint Christmas live concert with the Vienna Boys Chorus, Christmas Eve in Vienna. We went to Linz, where Hitler was going to retire. That was his hometown. Sang from there, Innsbruck. We do joint concerts with a lot of people. And really had a good time. The best time was after the concert was over. We'd get over to a beer joint, and we'd have a beer, and they'd sing a song, and we'd sing a song. Yeah, and it was 17 months over there in Austria, and it was interesting. But the trip over and back on those troop ships was really tough. I remember the one was named the General Hodges, and I always wanted to buy an airplane with one torpedo, and I was going to sink that son of a gun. They were so bad. They were really tough ships. They were Henry Kaiser used to weld ships together in the Second World War, and the Hodges broke in half in the English Channel before we were on it. They welded her back together, and God darn it, I'm telling you, that was basic transportation. But I made it over to Austria, spent 17 months, and had a great time, really. And lots of good fond memories, and made her back. That's, I guess, the story of my war trips.
when you got back, did you get back and then were discharged right after you got back to the States?
Yeah, I forget the name. Fort Nix, is that it? Right out of
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Fort Nix?
Nix, yeah. That's it.
Fort Nix,
yeah.
In New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. And it was about 20 days earlier than the 2 years that I had signed up for. But I was sure glad to get out of there and get back home and get back to my wife, my present wife.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you... You sang in a choir over there. Were you a singer before you went in the Army?
Oh, I sang for many years. Yeah, you had to interview, yeah.
And then after you got back, did you continue singing, playing any instruments, do anything like that after you got back?
Oh, the Rupp's Gorillas. Boy, oh boy.
And what were they?
Well, it's Rupp Gerger and Tex Gerger and Bob Gillivand and... we had a great time, yeah. We played a lot of time. In fact, the neighbor next to us that's building the new house used to run the Rock Garden Bar, and he remembers when he used to come in there and play and sing. We had a lot of good times. I enjoy singing.
Do you keep in contact with any of the people you served with in the military? Any lifelong friends out of the group? Anything of that nature?
Well, I've been to some reunions, but they're down in Carolina and Georgia. It's a long ways to go.
Sure.
Yeah. And I have some friends. Yeah.
Okay. The best part of the military was perhaps what for you?
Well, of course the chorus.
And, okay.
Yeah. And then I. They had a night shift. They had so much demand for radio parts that we would run the night shift, and I'd do it at night. And I'd turn on, I captured a radio from the Army, and I could pick up the radio from Russia.
Oh, really?
And they would talk about our American friends, and play music, and God, it was interesting. Then, of course, our supper was about 5 o'clock in the morning. And so we would get out there, and God, we ate bananas and eggs and pancakes and everything else. We had the best meal you could ever find in the world. And finally they complained that we were stealing all the food. They had nothing left for breakfast for the other guys. But I remember that listen to that radio station to our American friends from Russia.
And that was an English broadcast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The singing you did, was that mostly in English, or did you learn German songs, Austrian songs?
Oh, a little bit of German, yeah. That's about it, yeah. Otherwise, yeah, it was American songs. And I like to sing the old songs, you know, the songs that you don't hear on the radio. There's no use singing a song that you hear on the radio, so, yeah.
And after you got back, you spent the rest of your working life as a farmer, I understand.
As a farmer, yes.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell us just a little bit about that?
Well, it was interesting, and it's, you know, I see farming today. Our son is on the farm, and everything's on a computer. And he knows when he's broke, you know. He knows when he's broke.
And you never knew
that. When the check account went dry, I just hauled some corn to town, you know. But now he knows. He knows when he's broke. And it's really changed. I enjoyed farming, yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say out in the recording land for us before we wrap it up?
Well, it's been a wonderful life. It really has. Yeah. I've enjoyed it and love my wife. Like I call her, my current favorite.
Current favorite wife?
Yeah, 46 years. Wonderful. She gets more beautiful every day.
That's true.
Yeah, she really does. And I enjoy it at the lake and I enjoy going out to the farm. But, God darn it, it's really changed.
Yes.
I don't know the names of the chemicals anymore. I don't know the names of the varieties of grain they raise. And they do so much better than I ever did. Yeah, times have changed.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Dick, we really appreciate you taking time to give us these stories, and you can listen to them on the computer.
Okay.